for a certain clientele at the fashionable Galatoire's restaurant in New Orleans, the shrimp remoulade may curdle for a while. The food is still exquisite, but it's no longer served by a celebrity waiter named Gilberto Ezaguirre. Now, Mr. Ezaguirre, Gilbert or Gilberto to his customers, was fired in April, reportedly over allegations of sexual harassment. Now, more than 100 of Gilberto's devoted customers have written letters on his behalf to the board of Galatoire's. Despite what he may have done or not done, many of the city's elite diners want him back at their tables. And joining us now from WWNO in New Orleans is Gene Borg, a freelance food writer and connoisseur of New Orleans cuisine. Mr. Borg, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
A life in the restaurant business is usually short, nasty, and brutal. Why all the upset over the firing of a single waiter?
These 100 or so people had a special relationship with Gilberto Ezaguirre, just as many other Galatoire's customers had special relationships with other waiters there. So when, after having waited tables at Galatoire's for 23 years, Gilberto was fired, it upset very much a large number of his regular customers, and they immediately started a letter-writing campaign, which turned out to be unsuccessful, but it sure provided us with a lot of cocktail party conversation down here in New Orleans.
What is that special relationship between a waiter and a customer at a place like Galatoire's?
Well, if you've had a waiter who's waited on you several times and you've established with him certain facts like the way you like your drinks mixed or the way you like your soft-shell crab prepared, whether it's broiled or fried or grilled, then you begin to ask for him as you walk into the restaurant. And if he's there, you sit down and you consult with him about what's going on, and you might trade some gossip with him. He might ask you how the family's doing. It's almost like eating at home.
Well, a little more expensive, isn't it? Not to mention
considerably more.
Mr. Borg, quick last question while we have you available. What's the difference between Cajun and Creole cuisine?
Well, to put it in the words of a Galatoire's waiter, the difference between a Creole restaurant and a Cajun restaurant is about $10,000 a year in tips. However, my definition of Creole and Cajun is that Creole is essentially an urban cuisine created by a large number of different cultures, whereas Cajun is a cuisine created by farmers and fishermen who were refugees from Canada in the late 18th century, a cuisine that's a lot more robust and much less refined and relying, for example, more on lard than on butter.
Mr. Borg, thanks very much.
Thank you.
We rely on you. Gene Borg is a freelance writer in New Orleans.